Oh my god!
Episode 5.
Episode 5.
We totally haven't been dealing with technical difficulties all day for this episode.
I'll remember that.
Apple, you fucking suck.
Whoa! I mean, they do, but
we can't right, say that.
This is the evidence.
Can't say that.
We're gonna cut straight to the question, just because. I'm hoping nothing goes wrong this time.
Hooray.
So, the question today is most anticipated album of 2021.
Ooh, good question.
Good one.
Well, that is a tough question.
Indeed. I think
if the rumors that Kendrick is in the studio are true, I'm going to pick Kendrick's upcoming rock influenced album, because that's going to be hopefully going to be
mint.
Just
by that description alone.
That is my answer.
By that description alone, it sounds really fucking.
Can you imagine if Kendrick went full on Jen?
Gendrick.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, how heavy are we talking? Is it like rock influence in the background? Is he just going to be there like disrespect?
No, like the guitar sounds like crackhead snorting kind of thing.
I'm full on about like the trend. I'm full on about like when Poppy went did released I Disagree. I'm on about like
if Kendrick did something like that, I don't think it would work.
Probably
would.
His fan base would be like, what the fuck?
His fan base would be confused. It's not really what kind of music he makes. I don't know.
It'd be funny.
I don't know.
It'd be funny though. It'd be really good. Noah!
Oh gosh, you know, I've been thinking about this really long and hard, and I've come to the conclusion that I'm really, really anticipated for Gojira's new album.
I would say the same.
I'm shocked.
What more were you expecting?
I've never heard you speak about Gojira in my life.
Who are Gojira? No. I don't even know why I like them. I'm just really like this.
I've not even heard you go on about it today or anything. You know.
Exactly. I've got no idea what's going on.
Are you the same?
I think it's definitely Gojira. I'm holding out that maybe Iron Maiden are putting out an album. I don't know. They haven't announced anything.
But
it's been 6 years since the last one. And that's a long time for them.
We need a new Radiohead album. I've done a whole degree since Radiohead have last dropped a new album. So if they can do one, that would be
a
quite
degree
hard.
Or an
if
album.
If Radiohead did another album,
a degree or
you
an
are?
Album.
A degree.
Which one would you rather?
Radiohead do a degree.
Would you rather have a degree or Radiohead release a new album?
Oh my god!
if Radiohead drop another album, because Moonshaped Pool's
guys,
sick.
Guys, I'm getting a psychic reading. Oh my god! What? Kieran's gonna say something about Disco 4.
What?
I've just got this.
How did you know?
He's gonna say it. Mark my words.
Oh. Well. Yeah, I don't know how you knew that, Noah. You know, it's not.
Feel it in my bones.
I got a funny feeling in my dick, and it told me that this is what's going on.
No, I don't think that's a psychic reading. I believe that's a lack of nutting.
You're simping for Disco 4.
Yes, I'm fully simping for Disco 4. We talked about it in a last episode, and I realized on Spotify. It says part one, and I instantly...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was there like...
My cock was right.
I'm telling you. I don't know how many times we've had this conversation now. But it's not good. There's not going to be a part two.
No, how many times have you said this, Jack?
It's not going to be part two.
I have no idea what's going on anymore.
Isn't.
But
It's the niche thing now.
But speaking of albums...
Oh, wow.
What are we talking about today, Jack?
Who's picking... Oh, is it mine?
It's yours. Conveniently enough, I think it's yours.
Imagine. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
Are you going to talk about computers that are green?
Who is it this week? Oh, it's me. Code Orange, bro. Yeah, I didn't know what to pick for this week, so I picked Code Orange because I really like their album that they dropped last year. And this album is filthy. It's disgusting. It's vile, but I love it. There is a lot of dirt, dirty breakdowns, absolutely filthy tones and production and glitches and djent parts and earache vocals, but it all works incredibly well.
It just works.
But yeah. What are your thoughts on this outright disgusting album?
It is definitely outright disgusting. But
disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh, that was fucking one of yours.
I kind of feel like this is a little. This album is a little bit like an aneurysm, but in musical form. Just in the sense of just, it's so sporadic. It's just sort of out of nowhere, and you'll just get these random glitchy bits, and you'll be like, "Whoa, what the fuck is going on here?" Like, yeah, I really, really like this album.
Just Tourette's.
I love Code Orange, and I really like this album. Like, I think it's so good. Just in terms of like the strong the song structures, instruments,
instrumental usage, I believe is the word.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's all really good.
The sonic instrumentation.
Oh, damn. Those are some big words. Did you go to uni to learn them? I know I did, but I still don't know.
What did you study in uni?
Code Orange.
Music?
I studied the thesaurus. I studied Code Orange.
And I still don't know what to say about them.
I have a degree in filth.
You know what? I've been playing a lot of Doom lately, and I could easily see Code Orange being one of the bands that, like, just sort of, like, plays the background music while she plays.
Do you know,
I was thinking that.
I would like that.
I think it'd be sick. Like, don't get me wrong, Mick Gordon.
That was so much fun. I mean, all of the Doom music's sick anyway, but like...
But I could easily see it.
Real King shit.
I could easily see it, like, or at least that band doing some, you know, doing music for that style of game or that style of thing. Like, it suits that genre. Just that sporadic violence, I think is the word.
That's a good idea, that. Yeah, oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's my thoughts.
But yeah, that would be Peng.
Pencil.
Kieran, give us your thoughts.
Okay, so in terms of just, because we listen to a lot of rock music, and then this as well in turn is making me listen to a lot of rock music as well. Or you say rock, but it's a bit more than rock, isn't it? It's filth.
Yeah, it's filth.
Yeah, and I was intrigued at the very start. Like, I thought it was a very atmospheric opening, and just the undertones of just how it was sonically was at first making me very intrigued, because the mix is impressive. I really like what they've done, and I felt like dynamically it was great. And they incorporate this kind of glitch effect throughout the album where it kind of, the music just stops for maybe like about half a rest or even a quarter of a rest. It's very quick. And that's really effective. I've not really heard it done before. They implement sound effects as well in the album itself, which, you know, it gives it an extra layer, which I thought was really nice. However, for me, post track 7 is where it just started to decline for me, because it felt like they just revealed all their tricks at the very start of the first half of the album. So like this glitch effect and the stuff what they were doing with the mix. So by the time it got post track 7, I'd already heard it and it was being done again, and I was just like, oh, okay.
I have to agree with you there with a lot of the glitches. It gets a bit distracting after a while, but the album starts off like absolutely fantastically. Swallowing the Rabbit Hole, that opening riff,
that
is
a good track.
Is ridiculous.
So
it's
really
so
good.
Ridiculous. And then I think we've also got to talk about, we've got two vocalists on the album in the band. You've got he was the drummer but now is just the vocalist, I think.
Was he the drummer and the vocalist originally?
Yeah, he was. I think they have a touring drummer now.
Just the guitarist,
Reba Myers,
as well, doesn't she?
And she's got an amazing voice.
She's probably the better of the two.
The screams and that. I think the songs she sings on.
Even her screams. Her screams are really, really good. I mean, like.
Even the riffs that she's playing as well are just...
She's incredible. She's a really good musician.
I would give it that as well. I couldn't decipher who was screaming. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all very good.
I think the songs that she sings on are the ones that more like stand out a bit more. Like, Who I Am is probably my favourite song on this.
I Like Who I Am.
Who I Am is a tune. I think my favourite songs are either Swallowing the Rabbit Hole or I really like In Fear, just for the vocals in it.
Coincidentally enough, those are on the first half of the album.
They are.
You know what I mean?
They are.
Like,
I mean, Underneath's also a banger, which is the way
I really
it ends.
I like it.
I do. I really like how it ends. It's just the bit just before it ends is a bit like.
I mean, for me,
it could be better.
For me, I was just by that point, I was glad it was ending. Like but that's just my. I think it was the opposite of when we talked about Bill Murray. It's the opposite effect. You know, it's too long. Like I felt like it's 14 tracks long, and it comes up to 47 minutes in total.
Yeah.
I really feel like some of the tracks could have gone. Like they could have cut out some of those tracks, so it was a bit less, and maybe I wouldn't have been so fatigued by the end of it if that was the case.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But you know, I appreciate what they've done because. Again, I did write down the mix is definitely impressive. You know, they've done some stuff.
I think they've done really well to balance like all the electronic stuff that's kind of like Slipknot on steroids vibe with the sort of raw energy you get from the band playing. I think the mix of that is pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that one.
So just the glitchy parts for me, they just really sell it, like how it'll just be like this breakdown. You'll think it's a normal like gent metalcore breakdown, and then you'll just hear like
just some random.
And it'll be like
glitch
a CD like
thing.
It's like scratched.
Everything just stops.
And you're just like, is everything like fine? Is my connection okay? And it's just I love it when a song just makes you like think like what the fuck's going on? Am I okay? Am I healthy? Is everything all right at home?
Sporadic volume changes as well. Something that's really cool.
I must admit, I did think when I was listening to it, my Spotify was like failing to stream like a split 0.5 millisecond. You know what I mean?
I fucking love it when it does that.
It's, like,
it's also like it'll be the one song will just be like loud metal, and then somehow it still manages to go up a notch, and you're like. How do you go up for your the song's already at 11? How do you go up again?
They somehow manage it,
but they somehow manage to.
You go up by making it 12.
You make it 12, but 12s aren't allowed.
No. Yeah, it's like Noah's rating system.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
No 0.5s or over 10s.
What's going on here? I'm so confused.
If you give a 12, you're booted. You're banned from the comments. God.
Oh dear.
Oh man. But other than that, I don't really have much else to say about this album. I one other thing that I had down is I wish there was more songs like Underneath scattered throughout the album.
Yeah.
Because then it would mean that the glitchier, heavier breakdowns, like, they would hit more if there was, like, how Kieran was saying, like, Kieran mentions how he likes his albums to have downtime.
I kind of think Swallowing the Rabbit
Hole. I feel like if this album had one or two songs that are a bit more sinister, if there was a couple of songs that are a bit more like sinister and like quiet, it would act as build up for the others. But because it's like 11 out of 10 for like, in terms of energy for like most of the album, it's just like.
Yeah.
Then it feels like it could do with like.
A bit more dynamic.
If Underneath was a little bit earlier, if there was.
I kind of think like.
But that's my only really real criticism. Other than that, I think pretty much most of this album is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely one of my favourite, if not my favourite metal album of last year. Definitely has my favourite metal song on it from last year.
Yeah.
With Swallowing the Rabbit Hole.
But
coincidentally, on the first half of the album.
I agree.
I think they should have ended it on Swallowing the Rabbit Hole. Controversially, I think that would have been a really good ending song.
Yeah, they should.
I really like it as an opener. Oh,
but it's like, yeah, I don't know. I was kind of thinking.
But I think it's just it's too good of an opener. It's a fantastic.
It's just a good
opener.
Song. You could put it anywhere
that,
on the album.
That glitchy
and
drum
really
bit of like. Dun, 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 dun.
With as well how the mix was, because I want to say like I haven't heard. I haven't heard Code Orange's stuff before this album, so this is my first album with them, and I don't know how they do their music on the other albums, but I felt like there could have been more strings in this album.
Strings, interesting.
Just, strings, just like string arrangements, even just because I think it was on track 7 actually. There was like a little string motif thrown throughout the song, and I was like, yes. Yes, but I feel like that's just because, you know, I was getting burnt out and I needed something like...
I do think it needs that variety. Like, that's the thing for me. I've already given it a high score, but if it had more variety, it would push it up.
I think
me.
It was like just the general overall timbre of the album was just the same. You know, Dan Price would be proud.
should we go to the scores then?
Yeah, we'll go straight to the scores. Yeah, go on, Jack.
Well, I'll start then. Well, it was one of my favorite albums of last year, and to be on that list, on that playlist of my favorite albums, you have to get at least an 8 out of 10, and that's exactly what this got. So
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's not like a 10's perfect. It's not there, and it's not like nearly perfect because it just needs that bit more variety. But like, it's a pretty great album. It's a pretty fucking sick metal album, to be honest. And it's got some breakdowns and some shit in a metal album that I've not really heard before. So yeah, I gave it an 8.
Cool.
That's my score. Nice. Bam. Done.
Nice.
Next. Josh, will you give us your score?
I think this album started off really well. I think I liked how it ended as well. I think the middle is where I had problems, and certain things got a bit distracting with the glitches and that. So I'm giving it a 7 out of 10, because I think I'd probably go back to certain individual tracks more than listen to this album as a whole. But it's definitely strong. Yeah.
Cool. I'll go next. I think. Yeah, I've given this an 8 out of 10. I think as a metal album, as just an album, I really love it. The opening few songs, again, exceptional. Really good. It sort of loses me towards the middle and possibly towards the end. I still really like Underneath. But again, I think Underneath could have possibly been moved up to not the end. I don't know. Personally, I'm not too keen on it being at the end. But that's just me being very nitpicky.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite different.
Aside from that, I felt like it was very fluid. I felt like it flowed really well up until sort of the middle point. And again, I feel like it's quite forgetful almost once you reach that point. But again, I still really enjoyed it. 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, fair dues.
What are you saying, Kieran?
I give it a 6 out of 10.
Ooh.
Beef. It's only because, like, and I wrote this down. It to me, it starts promising. It really does, because I was intrigued as soon as it came on. I was like, oh, I feel like this is going to be an album I really like. However, then the second half of the album, it just suffers because they just show, I guess, maybe too much at the start. So then by the time the second half does roll around, I'm there like, I've already really heard this now. Like, you know, I was like, and like the glitch effect, because to me, it, I don't know if they've ever done that kind of glitch effect in other albums.
Yeah, they've done it.
If it's like it's a staple.
Yeah.
So this being the first album I've heard of them, I thought, oh, it's just something they've done for the album, you know, like a little staple of the album. Hey, look at this, we're going to stop the music for about half a rest, and haha, gotcha. But yeah, they did it at the start, and then they were including that same effect post track 7, and I was just like, it's not impressing me now. It's getting more annoying than being like, oh, very clever.
Oh, I get you.
6 out of 10. I would listen to it again though, but I would just to have something different to listen to. But I can.
Well, that currently takes over Health as our fourth highest rated album. With a solid score of 29. 29. I genuinely thought it was going to get more.
It's still pretty good.
It's a pretty good score. Don't get me wrong. I just thought it was going to get more.
I mean, it's probably because of me, because I'm surprised that's on one of your favourite albums of the year, to be honest. Like, I am actually surprised by that.
I love it. I just think it sounds so...
I've just not heard
an album that sound that... Like, especially last year when a lot of albums got delayed and there wasn't actually that much albums released. Like,
that's
I don't know. My album of the year list last year is quite strange because my mindset was in a strange place because of lockdown and that. So it's quite a strange list. It goes from like Code Orange to like Idols to like Biffy to like
all over the place.
It's a weird list.
No.
But yeah. 29, oh. Code Orange, underneath. Nice. Bam. Mic drop.
I'm still gonna get so intrigued by the more of these we do, and then we'll just have the overall list.
The leaderboard's gonna, if we keep doing this every week, the leaderboard's gonna get to like 50 something albums.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And then
Bill Murray's still gonna be in the top five.
Go on, Bill.
Like the start of 2022, we overlook the last year's like leaderboard, and we're just there like mistakes were made.
Do you mean mistakes were made?
Bill Murray's rightfully placed.
That's the end of the
episode. Thank you very much for watching.
Like, comment, subscribe,
notification bell. Find us on Instagram, cool. Facebook,
listen, Spotify.
Thank you very much.
Never miss an episode.
Have fun, guys.
All of the hashtags.
Hashtag support small artists.
Small artists, small businesses.
Jeez.